Hey, this is Tom from the Trinity Wrestling Power Hour, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network, wrestling, entertainment, community. Stay black.
Hey, welcome everyone to another
awesome episode.
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
Wow. I took a little bit.
Glad you had your...
I wasn't really prepared for this week, I'll be honest. I've been busy.
Well, hey, don't let your other network duties take away from the show ever again. You understand me?
You know, I've been all over the place plugging the show this week.
I don't know about all over the place, but we had some fun last night.
We did, and then I did the pay-per-view pre-show tonight, and that was a lot of fun.
There was a pay-per-view?
There was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was actually decent. Oh, yeah. I take that back. So, anyway, so how the hell are you guys?
Doing good.
You know, I've got a little bit of a cramp in the knee, but otherwise, you know, not bad.
Oh, okay. So, happy Not a Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
Happy Father's Day to everybody else that is a father.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, dickheads.
And happy Father's Day to everybody that isn't named.
Oh, and happy Father's Day to you, Jason.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. Anyway, so hey, welcome back, guys, for, you know, the Hour Bomb. Number one show on TWR Network.
Monday nights.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as they don't replay Shooting from the Hip.
Yeah, if they replay Shooting from the Hip, we're not number one. Anyway, so for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, hey, welcome. For those of you that are returning guests, thanks for coming back to us. Glad we haven't pissed you off.
We love you guys.
So, I am your host, the illustrious one, Jason Halpert. Joined this week, as always, by...
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here.
And...
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Okay, so... Usually this would be the point in time where we call him something ignorant, Jizz Mopper, Hermie Heath, something like that. I'm going to throw out an apology. If you listen to Randomness Saturday night, you know what this apology is about, but he wasn't there to actually hear it face-to-face.
Yeah, so, I actually had to work because, well, our district manager forgot to actually schedule somebody to help work that night.
Awesome. So I got maybe a little inebriated Friday night. And myself and Adrian thought it would be a good idea to karaoke the song Call Me Maybe.
I never thought that was a good idea. No, but I just went along with it because you're my friend.
Yeah, I was really fucking drunk. Anyway, and apparently we upset you. You just had a bad day or some sand in your vagina, something like that? And you just took it the wrong way?
No.
No what?
I didn't take it the wrong way.
You said you were pissed off.
Yeah, it's not like one of those things, oh, you know, it's just a one-time thing. No. It just needs to...
Oh, okay.
It just needs to go.
Anyway.
It just needs to go.
So...
Altogether.
Here's my apology. I am sorry that I upset you.
All right.
You happy now?
Is there any other song that we can sing to you and grind on you that would be less offensive?
Oh, should I left that part out again? Yeah, we were grinding on him, too. I was drunk.
We were making him the cream in our Oreo sandwich.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, CM Punk, you got anything to tell him?
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
We can't argue with CM Punk.
We can't.
If he wants to say it, he's going to say it. I can't stop him.
Yeah.
And we should have been more sensitive because it was your time of the month, and we're apologizing.
Yes. Okay.
Help me, folks. Help
me. So, for those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how this show works. I have 60 minutes. That is 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of stuff. Tonight's list is packed full of stuff because, well, like Adrian said, there was a pay-per-view tonight.
Yes, there was.
So, these two assholes, as usual, are going to try...
Pay-per-view almost always equal win for me and Heath.
Yes. Anyway, so these two assholes, as usual, are going to try to keep me from completing my list and you know, we don't get anything if we win. We just, you know, it's kind of bragging rights, but we really don't care. So not a big deal. You guys got anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'm good for now.
All right. Hey, buckle your seatbelts. What?
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It is going to be a bumpy ride. So are buckle your seatbelts and start the time.
All right.
All right. So
first up,
I think we got some Monday Night Raw to recap, don't we?
We do have a short recap for Monday Night Raw. All
right, here we go.
Yes. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take them. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get it out. Don't get the numbers, the money. We're in this together and do it all. They said nothing's forever, and they refuse to see the change in me. All right. Yes, headbanging was optional during that whole time.
I love that intro.
It was it was the best Raw entrance, actually.
We had this discussion on randomness, I think.
It's my favorite Raw entrance.
I think it was. I like the Papa Roach.
Papa Roach one was good. The one that was before this one, I thought was pretty
good. The Nickelback one.
The Nickelback, yeah.
No, the one that was before that one,
though. Oh, that one? Oh, God.
That was the, like, Raw is War.
It was something like that. That one was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, last week, first up was Triple H vows to defy Mr. McMahon and Stephanie.
And he kind of did.
No, that match was awesome. Not only did Triple H lose to Curtis Axel once, he lost to him twice.
Twice, yes.
Because apparently...
And even Mr. McMahon said it out loud. Twice.
Yes, and the WWE record book, even though it doesn't really exist, Curtis Axel has 2 wins against Triple H on Raw this past Monday. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Help me out for our bet. Then I just thought it was funny that at the end, Vince took the ring bell and went home. I'm going to take my ball and go home.
No, not just the ring bell. He took the microphone from the ring announcer, too.
Because there's not other microphones out there.
Right, because there's only one microphone in the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Second, we had the return of the World Heavyweight Champion.
You know, actually, I want to go back to the first one here for just a second.
Oh, okay.
Because we talked about this a little bit last night on randomness.
Right.
It did sound like, if you take the video away from that, it did sound like Triple H was like an abusive spouse or Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. If you go back and listen to her and Triple H's exchange back there where she was begging him not to hurt Vince... just listen to the audio, and it sounds like she's worried that she's going to get the shit beat out of her by Triple H.
Please don't give me another black eye, Master. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize how bad it was until last night. So.
Anyway. Okay, next. So yeah. Return of the World Heavyweight Champion.
Ziggler shows up like we expected.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny, though, the whole, hey, Dolph Ziggler, I want a match with you. You know what? This Sunday at Payback at... he was talking to Del Rio. Anyway.
He was talking to Jericho.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Jericho was the one in the ring at that time.
That's what I thought. Hey, I want a match with you. Okay. You know what? This Sunday, Payback, blah, blah, blah. You can have your match with Big E Langston. Okay.
So we got Jericho versus Big E Langston. And
it was decent.
Ziggler announced he was coming back. And, well, I don't want to talk about that just yet. But, yeah, move on.
Yeah.
All right. Caitlyn's secret admirer will be revealed, finally.
God, that was...
We came on different sides of the fence on this segment, I know.
And I think we're still going to.
Yeah, no. Now, mind you, okay, on my Can You Dig It last week, I did say Caitlyn's admirer is a woman.
He did say that. Guess what?
It wasn't a woman because it really wasn't a secret admirer, Dick.
So, but, indirectly, it was a woman because it was AJ putting Big E Langston up to it.
I don't know about that. Anyway, that was months of just... I didn't care, didn't whatever. I just didn't give a fuck anymore. I thought it was in poor taste. It was not worth our time.
How was it in poor taste? Wait, hang on. So we're okay with CM Punk juggling a dead man's ashes, but a fake secret admirer is drawing the line, and that's poor taste. I mean,
it's like, damn it, I draw the line at secret admirers.
Okay, maybe not poor taste. That was a poor choice of words. I just didn't care. It was too played out. If they would have shaved like 3 weeks off of this, or here's a novel idea. Maybe you shave a month off of it, and it this match happened at Extreme Rules.
Well, I can understand why they didn't want the match to happen at Extreme Rules.
Because they were worried it would be a good match and it would take away the thunder?
Because, they would have had to give it a gimmick match.
Not every match at Extreme Rules had a gimmick.
Almost every match did, though.
Not everyone did. They could have thrown this on there.
And I agree that they could have, but that's typically the way Extreme Rules works, is that there's a gimmick or a no-holds-bar filter or something like that, and they didn't want to do that with women.
Why not?
So, because
Gail Kim and Taryn.
It's PG, not TNA's TV-14. That's the difference.
Well, still.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, for those who don't know, it was all a big joke. I was thinking it was going to be a big joke by the Bellas, but this worked out. You know, I guess it made more sense storyline for it to be
AJ. And
we talked about that one, too. It was either going to be AJ or the Bellas.
When AJ was like, and I'm going to take your title because you're nothing but a unlovable cow. I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God. Hey, what a good way. And WWE's sponsor of Be a Star, the anti-bullying campaign.
Yes.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Irony at its best.
Yes, indeed.
All right, number one.
Fourth up, Punk Watch continues still.
Yeah, he didn't show up on Raw.
Yeah, we kind of figured that one. We said he wouldn't be there till.
He wasn't there until Payback.
Huh, yep. Who would have thunk it?
Did he show up for Payback? I don't know. We'll find out here.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then lastly, will Cena finally get some Payback?
Yeah, no. A little, not much.
No. However, 30 guys out there couldn't keep him apart.
Yeah.
And I still find it funny. I said this on Random List the other night. I still find it funny. It was like, hey, they're going to brawl. But don't get in the ring unless you've been on Raw in the last, like, month.
Right. And
however, the only guy that was in the ring that hadn't been on Raw in the last month was, like, William Regal.
Yeah, it's like, unless your name's William Regal, unless you wrestle on Raw tonight, you can't be in the ring.
No, yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting on the Lumberjacks.
Yeah, and, you know, it was like a Where's Waldo, like, he had to find, like, you know, hey, is that Alex Riley?
Hey, I think that's Yoshitatsu.
Is Yoshitatsu still in the company? Yeah, he is. He's just right out there.
He's the Asian guy. That's, you know.
All right. Anything else as far as Raw can recap? That was the 5-point.
Yep, I'm going over it real quick. Let's see. We had another Wyatt family promo.
Which, they're still creepy as hell.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Mary had a little lamb. What?
Yeah. We had Kane against Dean Ambrose.
And Dean Kane Ambrose got disqualified.
Yeah, good match.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
We got half the card for Payback set up.
Yeah, you know, we totally forgot the Payback was tonight when we did the show last week. And even if we would have done a Payback preview show, we would have covered 3 matches. So.
Well, we would have guessed at matches that were on there.
So we would have and probably failed miserably. But.
There was one of them we would have got. It was the Caitlyn
AJ match, yeah. Let's see. Miz and Cody. Oh, yeah. The Hall of Pain's returning one day.
Yes,
the
Hall of Pain.
Yes. Oh, now I will have to say, hold on. This is worth noting on Raw. The Triple H Stephanie backstage thing was kind of fucking funny.
It was all right.
You know, let's just hug this all out. I'm not going to hug him. Oh, what? You can hug her, but you can't hug me? Dude, that was hilarious.
It was kind of funny. It was overtones of almost being like the backstage segments with Vince, Austin, and Kurt Angle way back in the day, post-Evasion.
Yeah.
Or no, it was actually, I'm sorry, pre-Evasion.
Yeah. It was funny, though. I still don't know if they're going with the whole Triple H, Vince McMahon type of thing. You know what? I don't want that match. Well, you're going to get that match now. Well, no, I don't want it. Well, you're going to get it. No, I don't want it.
Yeah, then they flip-flop and they're like,
I don't know what's going on.
It's kind of a strange thing. I'm not sure. It's like they totally dropped that Triple H's hurt thing. And
yeah. Let's see. Cesaro won. No contest between Orton and Reigns. Daniel Bryan was super over on Monday night.
He was super over, definitely.
Beat Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So.
That actually was a very good match.
That was a heck of a match. Some of the submission moves he was putting on in that match were crazy.
Oh, that I just thought it was a good match, period, you know? So, you want to move on? Got anything else on Raw?
No, because I'm ready to jump into Payback.
Okay, we had 5,000 Hardy's plugs Monday night.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And maybe Hardy's on SmackDown, burgers. And you know,
this I think, show I think actually we're trying to get sponsored by Hardy's so we can get free food.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the end of what we're going to talk about there with the Hardy's.
No,
I don't know. All right, so WWE Payback.
Yes.
Payback, really? Payback.
Because, I don't
know. Is this their way of saying, hey, we really fucked up WrestleMania and Extreme Rules, so we're going to pay you back by giving you a decent pay-per-view.
And they did.
They did. I took a shit on this pay-per-view. Like, I thought this whole thing was going to be terrible, but I co-wrote an article. The headline came out, I believe it was Saturday.
Yes.
Kyle Robinson's article. Well, he ended up deciding, hey, let's make it a kind of a round table. I was the only actual, like, on-air host to jump in on this thing. And the rest of the guys were writers. So it was kind of cool doing it. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm writing my article too, because I didn't do it till after all the matches were announced. And I'm writing it and I'm thinking, there's potential for this to be a really good pay-per-view. And I'll be damned it was.
Yeah, it definitely was.
So
we had our first match being a pre-show match of...
look at this guy.
Yeah.
Jumping in the driver's seat.
Taking charge here.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, Sheamus versus Damian Sandow.
Yeah, that
I didn't get to see it. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a decent match. It was on the pre-show, which was on YouTube or whatever. And there was a commercial for John Cena versus Ryback in the middle of it, which is really weird. I didn't get that part of it because I mean it was a decent match for what I got to see of it, but there was a good 2 minutes of it that just weren't there.
I gotcha.
Good
match. I mean, solid match.
Solid match. Sandow and Sheamus trade offense back and forth. Sandow dominates until the end, where Sheamus hits a bro kick out of nowhere, kind of, for the win.
Oh, so one of those. Got to get the crowd happy
before
the show.
Yes, because
that's just what they do. That's what they do.
That's what we do.
If the crowd cheered and booed the people that they're supposed to cheer and boo, they wouldn't be very happy with a lot of things going on the pay-per-view tonight.
No. So now we're going to jump into the actual card.
Yes.
So, you know, the pre-show booth, kind of weird. It was, Josh Matthews, Big Show Truth, and Cody Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I didn't really see much of it at all, but when they went to him partway through the show...
I was busy recording the pre-show for the network, so I didn't get to listen to any of the audio from it.
Well, they went to it partway through the actual show. They went to the booth.
Right, yeah, I did see that.
And that was kind of entertaining, so I'll take it. You know, Big Show, not on the show, but he's on air still.
You know, okay. The pre-shows that they're putting on actually aren't that bad.
Their Raw pre-show is going to suck. You know why?
Because it goes
They're going head-to-head with us.
That's right.
But their pay-per-view ones actually haven't been that bad. I mean, last month we had Titus O'Neil and Mick Foley.
Yeah?
And
Titus O'Neil is funny as fuck.
Titus O'Neil is...
Or no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Titus O'Neil is entertaining as hell.
He is.
There's a guy that's underutilized, but I digress.
Him and Darren Young.
Yeah, but I mean,
we could cover a whole show on underutilized talent.
Yes,
anyway,
we could.
Go ahead, Heath.
I mean, you do got to admit though, at least it does keep the wrestlers somewhat active, and at least it gives them exposure.
It keeps them relevant.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
It keeps them exposed to the rest of the wrestling world.
If you can use the words R-Truth and relevant in the same sentence.
we'll make an exception on this one here.
I can't do it. It kept Cody and Big Show relevant.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to jump right into the pay-per-view. Opening match, the triple threat intercontinental title match between Wade Barrett, Curtis Axel, and The Miz.
A decent match, a decent triple threat action for the most part. Ending kind of what you expected, and a little different than I expected.
Dude, that ending was actually fucking fantastic.
The Miz had the Barrett in the figure four, and then Curtis Axel took the opportunity to jump in for the cover, and pins Barrett.
And he held his arms down so he couldn't tap out in the middle of the
head,
which was hilarious.
Right.
And so Curtis Axel picks up the win. Your new Intercontinental Champion.
Yes, Miz look of son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with Barrett, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Miz and Curtis Axel coming up soon, maybe.
It seems the way that they're going to go with it if it's not going to be Triple H versus Curtis Axel.
I think so. You know, and honestly, I think even if Fandango would have been in this match, Fandango would have walked out. There's no way I think the Miz or Barrett would have walked out as champion.
It kind of did look that way. With Fandango, I wouldn't have been 100% sure like I was with Axel being in the match, but...
Well, as much as they're pushing him, I mean, there was... For them to put him in this match and him not to win...
That is very true.
Would have made zero sense.
It didn't make any sense for Curtis Axel to be in this match and not win.
Oh, absolutely not. So, but anyway, well, we kind of ruined the ending. But I mean, it was a good match. I enjoyed it, and I was thinking to myself, well, damn, if this is how the show's going to start off, maybe this is going to live up to it.
I still don't like Curtis Axel all that much.
All that much.
He's not.
I just want to point out, you didn't like the Shield at first either, but I convinced you to believe in the Shield.
Yes, but I've seen Michael McGillicuddy on TV for like 2+ years now.
No, you haven't. He disappeared for the last year.
For the most, but I've seen him on TV before, over the course of time, and I just
you'll change your opinion. It's cool.
I won't change my mind on this.
But you got to admit, though, I mean, the whole Chicago crowd, actually, a fair amount of them were behind him on this.
The whole Chicago crowd was kind of weird.
Yes, it was.
I think we'll touch on
a lot of the matches, you know, as far as whether they were for or against.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it was a good match. And then in the backstage segment with, you know, Paul Heyman and Michael
McGillicuddy?
Curtis Axel and Vince and Triple H was kind of good.
Michael McGillicuddy?
Curtis Axel?
Yeah, Michael McGillicuddy.
Whatever.
If Ryback is Skip Sheffield, then Curtis Axel's Michael McGillicuddy.
No. However, I do just want to point out Curtis Axel's homage to his dad at the end of the match. Kind of pointing up to the sky.
Yes, he did.
That was nice. A nice gesture, but I'm not going to get on this bandwagon.
Well, I'm not saying, hey, he posed.
He lost me when he tried to talk like Mr. Perfect and failed miserably on it last Monday. That's the point where he lost me for good.
Hey, you know, you did an imitation of that on randomness. Go ahead. What championship was he going for tonight?
I believe he was challenging for the Intercontinental Championship.
Dead ringer.
Yeah.
He's got to work on his mic skills, but honestly, that's what Paul Heyman's for.
But, I mean, this is the first guy that Paul Heyman's took on in the WWE in a long time that actually needs the help. And we'll see if Paul can really do anything with him.
Right. Anyway, so Divas title match.
I would like to point out that once upon a time, Drew McIntyre had a push.
Yeah. And now look where he is.
Yes.
Three-man band, yeah!
He's talking about the chosen one needs to come back. He was talking on Twitter about that, so we can hope.
All right. Well, Divas match. Caitlin, our current, well, was the...
our current Divas champ going into the match.
She got a decent reaction from the crowd, but AJ...
AJ was on fire.
Crowd was pretty solidly behind AJ in this match, despite her supposed to be the heel.
Yeah. For her being the heel, you could have fooled me. You know what?
It's Chicago, though, and Chicago usually does go opposite of what they're supposed to,
right. So, with this match, I was expecting your typical Divas match, snooze fest. You know, let's give the guy something to get hard about. I was wrong. Now, however, Adrian, when was the last time the Divas title was defended?
We looked it up earlier. Like, the last actual, like, championship defense was... Caitlin versus Eve Torres from the Raw 20th Anniversary Show back in January.
So,
holy cow!
I guess the 30-day rule is out the window with the Divas title.
Yeah, apparently that doesn't apply to the
apparently Divas. As long as you defend it every
it's a 180
days.
It's a 30-month.
30-month, not 30-day.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I expect this to be your normal thing, but man, I was wrong. This was actually a fairly entertaining match. This is actually a good match. Probably the best Divas match we've seen all year. I mean, granted, we've only probably seen a handful of them, but it's been the best Divas match we've seen all year.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it was definitely the best Divas match.
It wasn't a knockouts match, but it was a good match.
You can't compare those two things.
I know. One's TV-14. They can get away with a lot more, and one's TV-PG.
If you really think about it, whenever Trish Stratus and Lita and all them were killing it back in the day, TV-14.
Yes.
The knockouts are better looking than the Divas.
Well, hang on, no, and I don't even think that's necessarily true. They can show more.
Dude, I don't know. Just they've got okay, Mickey James.
Mickey. Case closed.
Hey, I think we may have an idea for next week.
Right.
Oh? I think we have a showdown.
Maybe we do.
Okay.
All right.
Secretary, write that down. Anyway, so a good back and forth match, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple times I thought that Caitlin was going to
When she powered out of the Spider's Bite or whatever the name of that submission move that AJ uses is.
The Black Widow?
The Black Widow, okay. I thought it was a Spider Bite or something, but Black Widow works.
Adrian.
All right, for the record, you didn't know what the name of that move was until like last week.
No one knew what the name of it was until like last week, but I still knew it was the Black Widow.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, when she powered out of that, I'm like, holy shit, she's going to win.
But nope.
No. And then she had the
when she did the weird kiss thing, I'm like, oh, she's going to cost her now.
Like JBL said, this is the titles, right? You're going to do this that is, in the middle of a championship like, match?
This is stupid. Why'd you do that?
This is not the greatest thing I've ever seen. So, but anyway, yeah, I mean, it was a good back and forth. And then, you know, Caitlyn charges AJ in the corner. She moves and, you know, is perched up on the turnbuckle and then goes into the Black Widow. And it wasn't as nice of a tap out that
she
Caitlyn
almost
did.
She almost powered out of it a second time. But then AJ locked it in good that last time and it was over.
We didn't get any ass smacking on the tap out, though.
No, and no cop in the feel.
No.
Damn.
Wow, and the... The whole diva, the like AJ celebrating, the crowd popped big for her win.
Oh my god!
And
I
then
just
the
can't
crowd
believe
rides Caitlyn all the way out. You tapped out. Oh, they were giving it to her.
I'd like to give it to her anyway.
Well, duh. But I mean,
who doesn't?
Anyway, I'd love a woman that could kick my ass.
But the "you tapped out" chant on her. And
oh, I couldn't believe
totally
it!
Totally breaks out crying on her way out. And like Layla has to come out and help her because apparently they're the new best friends or something. I don't know.
I don't get it exactly, but okay, whatever. Two divas for the price of one.
This is Layla, who used to call Mickey James Piggy James.
When she was part of Lay Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now she's the consoling, friendly type that can help her.
It was all that bad influence from Michelle McCool.
It had to have been.
Yes. Yep. Okay, anyway.
Next up, we had...
Was it Kane versus Yes, Dean it Ambrose? Was. It was our United States Championship match. Kane against Dean Ambrose.
That was pretty good.
Not a bad match. It was kind of... But it was kind of weird how things kind of kicked off there. Dean Ambrose slapping Kane with, like, the mega bitch slap. Like, you know, he's like, my name's Tom and you're Jason Massey. Pop.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Kane knocks him over, then starts tearing up the announce table. But Ambrose connects him with the DDT on the outside and rolls in for the countout victory.
Your winner by countout.
Dean Ambrose, yes.
So I did like how Ambrose tried to go for the old school, but didn't succeed.
No, it didn't work out so well.
Yeah, Kane put a stop to that really quick.
There's a reason why he's the only member of the Shield to have a singles title, and I think it was proven why tonight.
He's got balls.
And then, hey, in between that, we'll skip what happened in between that.
I think Rollins could hold a singles title.
Well, right, but there's a reason why it's Ambrose first.
Okay, I mean, I can't argue with that on that.
Rollins will hold a title at some point in time, but Ambrose was the one that's ready now.
I can't argue with that too much.
All right, then our World Heavyweight title match.
Yes.
Alberto Del Rio against Dolph Ziggler.
Ziggler, yeah.
So, I made my predictions in my article. So, you can go back and kind of see what I thought and how well I did tonight. Not bad. However... We had the return of the show off.
We did.
Shortly, and it started out your typical match.
And I want to say crowd super on Ziggler for this match.
Yes, they were.
But it was Chicago, so at first you rule that in, you know, not a big like surprise. I mean, they were on Ziggler, and then it even breaks down where you get a little bit of the Cena treatment for him, where you get a lot of the, like, you know, the little kids and people chanting, Ziggler sucks, and you get a lot of the guys chant, let's go Ziggler.
Yeah, it's your reverse...
John Cena.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, I enjoyed it. I really did. But good match. It, like I said, had five-star potential written all over it. It was, you know, your typical...
What the fuck were they thinking? I've got to say, what the fuck were they thinking? I can't see you have this guy, and you keep the title on him for like a month and a half while he's injured.
Right.
To have him come back at the pay-per-view and fucking lose.
What? You don't like Del Rio's your new world heavyweight
Fuck
champion?
No, I don't like Del Rio as my new world. You know what? Zeb Coulter is right. There is something wrong with America if Alberto Del Rio is your world champion.
Really?
Really.
I mean, I kind of like the route they were going with this. I mean, I don't know. I'm sensing a possible what they were trying to do is a double turn with this.
And it kind of worked. I'm not sure what the fuck they were thinking after the match, though.
Well, we saw a side of Del Rio we haven't seen in a really, 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 really long time. And that was just, I'm going to go tear you up. And that's exactly what he was doing. I mean, he was kicking him in the head. Here's my thought. You just come back from being out for quite a while with a concussion. Don't you think you should probably stay away from the head? Or maybe not
go after him so viciously? There's no doubt in my mind after watching this match that Dolph Ziggler is fine. In real life, is fine. There is no doubt in my mind, because there's no way he'd be taking that many shots to the head if he wasn't.
Well, like I was saying while we were watching the match, maybe there's something else wrong with him. Maybe not his head, but maybe he's just got a nagging injury somewhere.
I have a new theory on this. Well, I just actually thought of it just like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, well, hold on. Maybe he's got a nagging injury somewhere that he's going to need legitimate time off, or he can't be in the ring, and they just had to get the belt off of him. Maybe there's something going on we don't know.
Which is
very possible, because someone hasn't blown anyone to get our backstage pass yet. Heath?
Dude, I'm not going to blow.
Go blow Josh Matthews. It's okay.
Yeah, no. He'll do it.
We can go find. We can go dig up Todd Grisham from somewhere.
Anyway. ESPN, homo.
Anyway, so what's your conspiracy theory?
Oh, it's not a conspiracy theory. This is them pulling the switch on the Triple H thing. Think about it. Triple H's injury suddenly gets better, and there's hardly even any mention of it anymore. But now Dolph Ziggler is the one having all these concussion problems and issues, and maybe he really shouldn't be competing, but he's going to try to fight through it anyway.
So you think Stephanie's going to come out and beg him not to wrestle? Please don't wrestle.
No. Please. I don't think that's
what's going to happen. They'll get the kids out there? Not with Dolph?
But I think that that's the way that they're going with this. They're going to go and use it with Dolph instead of him now. Him now, because it actually makes sense. And when they screwed up when they made it to Triple H storyline. Well, they really had a guy that they could use it with in Dolph Ziggler in the first place. And I think they realize that, and that's them trying to correct it.
Well, they've got Dolph that was out with a concussion. You got Fandango that's out with a concussion right now. I think they need to be more careful, honestly.
Well, and that's probably very true. That they also, at the same time, looking at the whole show, need to do more. They need to address it better, I guess, is kind of what I'm trying to say. And if the double switch is what they were going for, it was pretty well executed on the Ziggler part, at least, because the crowd really bought into it. It was less well executed on the Del Rio thing.
Well,
I think they did a good job pulling the Ziggler side of it off, no problem.
Yeah, because the trainer was out there telling him, you know, you don't need, you know, we can stop the match, and he's, you know, pushing, I'm going to go on, no, don't stop. And, again, it could be because it was Chicago, and Chicago's,
they're home to the Cubs.
Chicago's where it worked before, though.
I know. Chicago is, I mean, they've got the Cubs, so they don't have much to cheer for.
No, you understand what I'm saying, though. Chicago is where they had that double switch work before.
I know. I know what you're saying.
That's where they got it with Austin and Bret Hart.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they were going. I don't know.
I think that's what they were trying to do.
But here's the thing. And then after the match, obviously the Ziggler overness was there, and people were still cheering for Del Rio. And then they have him come out and cut a heelish promo, but not. You know, he's like, come out here and I do that. I'm the best.
I am your champion. It was even, because he did say that too. As he pointed out, it's like, I am your champion, the Mexican people. Maybe they are trying to, he's going to be the Mexican Bret Hart.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's really hard to
say. But, I mean, he was still getting cheered. It's like, if you're, what he should have done, instead of saying, you know, oh, I do this for you, he should have just been like, you know what, everything I've done since I've been here, I've done it for you. Now it's all about me. I'm doing this for me.
that would have been a better way to go about doing it, but it almost had that feel like they're trying to redo 1996.
Yeah, because I got to admit, I mean, whenever he came out at the beginning of, you know, for the introduction to the match, yeah, there was a lot of people still cheering for him, nowhere near as much as Ziggler, but whenever he came back out after the match, he did get a lot more boos.
Yeah, he
it was definitely going toward...
I mean, it was more 50-50, though.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. I think we're starting to see a Del Rio heel turn.
It's about damn time. Because, like I said, I started liking him, and then he went face.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what's going to happen. It's almost like they want us to watch Raw tomorrow night, possibly.
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hey, next match. Finally.
Yes.
CM Punk returns.
And I can't believe it, but did you know he was over in Chicago?
What?
I know, it was crazy.
CM Punk is over in his hometown?
I know, it's hard to believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, talk about the pop.
So, well, Jericho...
Jericho didn't get a boo reaction, but it was not the CM Punk
reaction. When CM Punk wrestles in Chicago, it doesn't matter who they put him up against. It's a face versus face match. Essentially is what it is. Because Jericho being the face, they didn't boo him. CM Punk supposed to be the heel.
I disagree. If he had fought John Cena in Chicago.
Okay, I'll give you that one. But what I'm saying here, I don't think he's ever going to get booed in Chicago.
Do we want to talk about the announcement that they made before this match?
Well, it was actually before the World Heavyweight title
was
match.
It?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So we skipped it for a reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll get to that.
So, like I said, possibly this had the potential to be the match of the night. Hey, guess what?
It was.
Match of the night right here.
It definitely was.
When they announced this match, I'm like, all right, guys, just who do I write to check out to? I mean, really, just take my money.
Yeah, it delivered on all fronts. It was like there was enough false finishes. When Jericho hit the code breaker, whatever Punk was doing, the dive and back into the ring, I'm like,
that's the match right there. But
no, it wasn't.
And then when he had Punk went for that Hurricanrana and got locked in the walls of Jericho,
I'm like, oh, that's it. That here we go.
There were so many moments I actually thought that Jericho was going to get the win.
I predicted Punk was going to win this match in the article. And I really didn't know who was going
to
win.
Yeah, you were actually starting to doubt yourself, weren't you?
Yeah. I don't do that very often with my predictions, but this one was a dead on, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, definitely great match. Hey, let me ask you a question. Which CM Punk match was better this year? This match tonight or Punk and Cena on Raw?
Ooh, Punk and Cena.
You think so?
Yes.
Your opinion? You know what match I'm talking about. Punk and Cena for his right to fight The Rock at WrestleMania.
I got to give it a little bit more of an edge for tonight's as far as Jericho versus...
I liked them both. They're both match of the year qualities, and they both involve CM Punk.
They do.
I got to say, though, they really do. I just think that the Cena match was overall better just because there was more story with it. It was better developed, and then it just made more sense, but... I don't want to get too much into that.
Right. But yeah, like I said, great match. CM Punk pulls out the win. Kind of looked like he was eating up the crowd a little bit, too.
It was. He was definitely playing to the crowd a lot there in Chicago. And it looked like he got kind of pissed off at Heyman at one point in the match, too. Like, what the hell are you doing on the apron? Get the hell off.
Yeah.
And it almost cost him, like, the match at that point. So I'm not sure if they're going to go anywhere with that or not.
But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, all in all, you know, they were buddy-buddy afterwards. And, of course, like we were saying, you know, CM Punk was definitely eating up the crowd. I mean, especially during the match, whenever they were chanting one more time, he was like, really, one more time? One more time? And
Yeah, we'll see how long this is going to last. I think if they're going to turn him face, they're going to do it soon. And as soon as Raw. So,
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. I don't see him being heel. He works better as a heel, but he sells more t-shirts as a face.
Works better at whatever they have him do. There's no difference with him. He's kind of like Edge. It face, heel, it doesn't matter. The people that are going to cheer for him are going to cheer for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then
I can agree with that.
That's a feud that I'm sad that we're never really going to get to see.
I know.
Edge against Punk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. All right. So then our WWE Tag Team title match. The Shield. The other Rollins two members of the Shield. Against Orton and Daniel Bryan. This one was kind of thrown together. It had clusterfuck written all over it. However, that doesn't mean it didn't have the potential to be something good.
Two of the guys in the match are outstanding workers. One of the guy is an above-average worker in Orton, and the other guy's average in Reigns.
Roman Reigns, right. God damn, this was a good match.
It was as well. Again, another solid match here. The miscommunications between Orton and Daniel Bryan definitely ended up being the factor in it, obviously.
I liked what they've been doing with these guys lately, with Orton and Daniel Bryan. I like what they've been doing, and I was kind of glad to see this happen. I didn't want to see Team Hell No against the Shield again. And so I like what they did. They kept everyone in the scenario relevant. They just mixed it up.
And it was what was needed to make the pay-per-view a little more exciting.
I didn't want to see Team Hell No against the Shield, and I didn't want to see Orton against Ambrose. Just didn't want to see it.
Right.
However, flip-flop Kane and Orton? Okay, not too bad. I'll take it.
It did work.
Okay.
And, you know, like you said, you have two of the best workers. God damn, how over is Daniel Bryan right now?
He's the most over guy in WWE right now.
With
the exception of someone that might be returning soon.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about that guy later.
Yes, we will.
Anyway.
But yeah, Daniel Bryan, they got to give him a push sometime soon in some way, shape, or form.
Well,
I think he's getting a push right now. But
as over as he is, they're dumb not to do anything with him.
Yeah.
So they're going to capitalize on that, definitely. We're going to see some stuff happen
when,
on Raw.
Yeah, as far as when, we're not sure yet.
Oh, no, it's going to happen but it's gonna on be Raw. Soon. I think we're going to see some shit happen on Raw.
I do, too.
I mean... Yeah, just stay tuned.
God is behind him.
Anyway, of course, like we all figured, Roman and Reigns wins, but it was because of Orton, and I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
So, goddamn. Now we have to jump into this.
I know.
The main event.
I don't know if I could consider this a main event.
You should have put Punk and Jericho as the main event, and it would have been a much better main event.
Yeah, you know, let's just get through this.
All right,
we're not going to go into detail. We didn't like this match a whole lot.
Didn't like it going into it. Didn't like I said, this was 10 weeks of crap that should have been condensed down to 4.
And the falls happened exactly as I knew they were going to happen.
I was okay with the build up between WrestleMania and Extreme Rules. That was about 6 weeks worth of time. That feud would have been okay with. No, they got to pull a bullshit ending to the match, and then they have to extend another 4 weeks to payback. So they took a 6-week feud, made it a 10-week feud. I lost interest, you know, about a month ago.
So obviously, Ryback wins Lumberjack match.
But then Cena, hey, Cena's down. He's got to win the next two falls. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yes.
Back against the wall.
You know what? Didn't he eventually puts Ryback through a table out of nowhere, and Ryback no-sells the table?
Oh, yeah. As soon as he... went through the table, he jumped right up and started beating the shit out of
Cena. Yeah, I mean, it was like, okay, that table didn't even faze me.
Cena gave him his finisher through a table, and he got right back up.
No selling, son of a bitch. You know, just real quick, back to the lumberjack portion of it. I liked how Cena took the dive and took out, like, 25 guys, of the guys.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
That was a cool spot.
I mean, I don't talk good about Cena often, but I'll give him props on that one. That one was good.
Yeah, because I mean, it was an interesting setup to how they did it, because, I mean, at first, there was like one or two times where Ryback was thrown out. None of the Lumberjacks wanted to touch him. But then, like, that one time, closer toward the stage entrances.
Right, the heel side.
Yep.
They pounced.
It looked like one of the wrestlers, I don't remember which one, was trying to help him up or whatever. And
they
got pissed. And then that's when everybody jumped on him. I mean, it was heel and face people and that was jumping him.
And then that's when you got the, you know.
Yeah, that was definitely great.
So, all right. So, anyway, again.
And how about that ambulance?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. I mean, if you could just, like, pull a piece of the ambulance off, no problem. I mean,
and wait a minute. Wasn't... wasn't the whole thing about an ambulance match that you have to go to the back of the ambulance?
No, never in the rules did it ever say.
So you had to put your opponent in an ambulance.
In an ambulance. Yep. That was all it said. So. But, okay, I could see me throwing a 300-pound guy into a door and ripping the door off the hinge. I can kind of see that. That's believable.
Yeah.
But, however, Ryback goes over and pulls the fucking fender off the thing?
Yeah.
Let me walk out to my
with
car.
With one hand.
Let me walk out to my car and get... And just see if I can rip my fender off. Let's do that to your car, Adrian.
But you're not a roid raging monster.
You're right. I mean, but... And then, Jesus Christ.
And how about that sturdy roof on that thing, man?
Well, here's my thing. Ryback goes and gets a crutch that Cena had gotten early in the night. Then proceeds to climb the ambulance. And then when he gets up there, he sets the crutch down like Cena's not going to pick it up and use it.
Right.
I'm just going to... Hey, don't touch this. I'm going to...
I'll be up there in a second.
Don't touch it. I'll be up in a second. Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Ryback.
Yeah, I don't either.
The smartest of all people.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right,
then,
so anyway...
And then he goes through... The roof
of an ambulance that was made of apparently like paper mache.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they didn't open up that back door.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. Final thoughts on the pay-per-view, guys. What'd you guys think?
Scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it a solid 7.5 because it delivered very well until the main event.
Heath.
I'd give it a 7.
I'm going to go 8. I was entertained the entire time.
No, yeah, I mean, for the normal...
Except for the main event.
Exactly. That's why I gave it 7.5.
It was better than... it was better than Mania.
It was. It was actually the best pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah, I think it was. And as much as I took a shit on this thing leading up to it on our past shows, I'm wrong. I don't say very often I'm wrong. Sorry.
Yep.
So congratulations, Payback. You didn't suck.
Yes.
All right.
We got a bet to talk about now.
Okay.
With this week wrapping up... We've got our bet.
Let's just not cover that this week.
Oh, no, we're going to. We've got one more pay-per-view cycle.
How do you think I feel?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more weeks of this thing.
Okay.
And then it's in the books. It ends at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, and there's no way I'm going to catch up.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, so here's how we're looking. Team Heath.
Yeah, what's my total?
Do you want to take a guess?
70.
I was going to say 70.
Wrong. 88 points.
Oh, ooh, wow. I'm actually
you've almost
higher.
Hit 100.
He jumped up quite a bit there.
He had... Well, let's look at this week real quick. Let's see. When the hell did we start this week? On the 10th. Heath, you had a... Let's see. 17. You had a 28-point week.
Okay, not too bad then.
Not that good, though.
No, not too good. Not too good because of the fact we had a pay-per-view with it as well. Yeah. So, I lost some points there.
Team Adrian, 181 points. Your Raw didn't help you any. You lost 9 points on Monday Night Raw. You lost 9 points on SmackDown.
Yes, and I think I lost like 4 points on Raw or something.
I don't. Well, I said you had 5 points.
I got 5 points from Raw?
I think so. I could be wrong. I may have scored it wrong, but whatever. Anyway,
and then you
had 30 points tonight. Good job.
Thank you.
Not bad. All right, and then me, finally in the lead, 188 points. 10 points on Raw, 20 points on SmackDown, 29 points tonight. I will take a, 59 point week.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, fantastic booking this week, WWE. If you can get 17 cheap victories on Raw against Triple H, I mean, hey.
The naked pictures I sent to WWE Creative must have done something for me.
Okay, so anyway, you're in the lead. All right, moving on. So,
WrestleMania on Blu-ray.
Who do they announce to come back on Money in the Bank?
You're jumping ahead of things. Don't worry about that. Anyone dropping any? Have you guys both used your June drops?
Yeah, because
you picked up Punk tonight.
I did before the pay-per-view. Drop Fandango for good and pick up CM Punk.
Okay. And then have you used your June drop, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did Daniel Bryan.
So I'm the only one. I'm going to sit on mine for right now. So anyway, it's now time for everyone's favorite. Everyone's weekly dose of what stinks.
I'm going to go last.
You want to go last on this one?
Yes, because I have a few different things, and if it happens to be your guys' ones, I won't steal them.
Okay. I'll let you go first.
I was going to say, I'll let you go first because I'm trying to remember what mine was. And I know it had to do with the pay-per-view.
All right, so my what stinks is this. So you're trying to tell me, if I have an accident and I need life-saving treatment on my way to the hospital, that I'm supposed to get inside of an ambulance that someone can fall through the roof of it? Something that's not put together very sturdy? You're trying to tell me that that thing is going to save my life on the way to the hospital? Remind me, A, never to go to Chicago, and B, if I do go to Chicago, don't need an ambulance ride.
I'll walk, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, what, you got a broken leg?
That ambulance was so horrible.
Hey, sir, you got a broken leg. I've seen Chicago's ambulance system. I'll walk. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to die in that
I watched thing. WWE Payback. I'm good.
Yeah. And they actually had Chicago EMS on the side of that thing. Really?
Poor. Yes, it did.
Yeah, Chicago EMS should sue them for false advertising.
You think they bought that thing or you think they rented it?
I think it was a paint job.
Okay, just checking. I didn't know.
Yeah, either that or it's getting ready to be retired anyway.
All right. Anyway, quit doing that.
Okay.
All right, Heath, you got yours yet?
My mind's a blank. I had one. You guys know I had one.
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I even said it while we were watching the pay-per-view.
You said you had one, but you never said what it was, so I can't verify that you actually had one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you never said what it was, so...
You need to play that for you too for fucking up the sounds.
Yeah, you're right. It's not very often I play it on myself.
Well, trust me, folks, I did have one. My mind is totally blank right now.
Okay.
All right, Adrian, I think I know what yours is.
I've got like four. Hang on.
Okay.
Number one, fucking Hardee's. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, are they going to give a cheeseburger to everybody that can't actually eat or should not be eating cheeseburgers? I mean, first off, you get Vicky Guerrero.
Hey, we need someone fat and ugly to eat a cheeseburger. Vicky! Like,
nom, 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 nom. Babies. I mean, Hardee's.
Really? What the hell?
And then you sit one in front of Jerry Lawler, who just had a heart attack on TV, and it wasn't part of a storyline. He just fucking had a heart attack. But... you're going to give one to Jerry Lawler the week. He's like, man, that sure looks good. And they're like, oh, you can't actually eat that, King.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Then even on SmackDown, they give one to Teddy Long. He's like, holla, holla, hamburger, dog. And then Big E Lace is like, nope, that's my burger. Mmm, this is a tasty burger.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, and so, you know what? Hardee's, you're my first what stinks.
Hardee's, this one's for you. Hold on. Right here. Hardee's.
Yes.
Just because it was that goddamn bad. Okay, Adrian. All right,
number two. The fucking pre-show on YouTube. Are you serious? We're going to cut away from the Sheamus Sandow match so we can cut a promo for Cena versus Ryback at the pay-per-view, which, if you're watching the pre-show on YouTube, you probably are already going to watch the show somehow tonight anyway. I don't think many people are watching it. I'm like, well, if they're willing to cut into a middle match on the pre-show, what are they willing to do on the pay-per-view once I've given them my money? I just don't understand that at all. It just doesn't make much sense.
I don't know.
Thirdly, I mean, I need to, you know, praise the Great Khali's detective skills for figuring out who Caitlyn's secret admirer was.
Good job, Great Khali.
Way to be.
Who would have thought that he would have fucked that one up?
Yeah, and then...
Do you know Caitlyn admirer? What the fuck was that? You're not coming up with subtitles. I can't understand you.
And the fourth thing is, did ever the douchebag that was wearing the I'm a Crispin Wild Guy t-shirt in the crowd?
Oh, God. That was at
Payback.
Horrible.
You know what? Fuck you. That's a dick move.
Payback guy.
Fail.
And you know what? There is pictures.
Yeah.
Because Glitterfest, thank you for capturing that.
I could not believe that.
She does
that.
Have that.
I didn't see after she posted that picture... I didn't see it again. So they either told him to either take it off, turn it inside out, or something, because I didn't see it anymore.
No, I didn't.
But that was... that.
Because, I mean, I was really keeping a watch on the crowd as far as that particular side of the ring.
I whatever. I couldn't believe someone would actually wear that. Something I would do. No, that is not even something I would do.
No.
No, that was beyond.
No one should ever do that.
No.
No. So, again...
I was a Chris Benoit fan before what happened. I can't even say that I'm still one now, like, at all.
I'm a Benoit fan for what he did in the ring. Everything else, it's tragic.
And he, there's no way that he should ever be in the Hall of Fame, period.
No. But erasing him from their existence is
pretending that someone doesn't exist is kind of dumb. But
I get it, but still.
But doing anything to actually honor their memory would be insensitive, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so you still got nothing?
No. I'll have to skip it for this time.
Why the fuck do we pay you?
We don't.
I don't get paid.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so we're going to move on here because we had something to talk about here. See? Don't get ahead of me here. So, yeah.
Dude, I was never more excited for an announcement that was made in the middle of a pay-per-view than I was when I saw RVD.
Well, because he comes out, or they start the announcement, like, oh, Rob Van Dam DVD. That's kind of strange. I'm like, hold on, guys. Wait a minute. This could be something really, really cool here.
Yeah, because the way it was starting to go, it's like, wait a minute. This is not in regards to any kind of DVD that they're coming out.
This is too long for a DVD push.
Wasn't he the original? No, it wasn't him. He wasn't the original. He was the second Money in the Bank winner, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Edge was the first, and then Rob Van Dam won the second one, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's right. He won it, and then cashed in at Extreme Rules. Or yes. One Night Stand, sorry.
Yeah, he cashed in at One Night Stand.
So, apparently he's coming back at Money in the Bank.
Yes, you heard her here, folks. I don't know,
and you already know it by now.
Yes.
But if not, breaking news for those of you that didn't know about it.
Rob fucking Van Dam.
No, it's Rob Van Dam, the whole fucking show. Get it right. If you're going to throw a cuss word in there,
yeah,
get it right.
Fuck Rob you. Van Dam.
The whole fucking show. Anyway, I don't expect to really see him on TV at all.
Maybe the week before the pay-per-view. I can see that, but I don't expect to see him before then.
I can't believe that he's actually coming back.
I'm glad. I actually was happy to see it, though.
I think I know why he's coming back, though.
And why is that?
He heard Hardee's was giving free cheeseburgers to anyone that wanted it. He's got the munchies, dude.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, true. They had to have, like, relaxed their one. Hey, we're not going to test the product anymore.
You need to credit Jason Massey for that one.
Why?
He did post that like an hour and a half ago on the website.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I haven't been on the website tonight. So, okay, well, apparently that credit goes to you, Jason Massey. Thank you. Anyway, I guess did they say with their wellness policy, we're not going to test for pot anymore?
Yeah, they said, well, we'll just, you know, skim the drug test for Rob. I don't know.
It's not that I'm not excited for it, because I'm excited for it. Not sure why they're bringing him in. Not sure what he's going to do. And I'm surprised we didn't know about this sooner. To be honest with you.
I did read a thing saying that he was looking to come back, but couldn't really talk about anything at this time. Like, and that was about 3 months ago.
And then they announced some comic book thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever. That rules out what we were talking about, though, for TNA. With Sting bringing back the Main Event Mafia. We're like, oh, I wonder if he's going to bring the guys back. Well, probably not. Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, apparently that will not include RVD.
No. The founding member of the Heisekai Club?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Rob Van Dam coming back. I guess he's going to compete in the Money in the Bank ladder match?
I assume he's going to compete in one of them. I imagine he'll be in the WWE Championship one.
I'm okay with that. I really am. I wouldn't mind seeing Rob Van Dam have the WWE title.
Yeah. I don't know who all is going to be in that match yet, but...
No.
I think it's going to be a good build up.
Well, we know. Let's see. Let's think about this real quick. Let's see if we can rattle off who we think is going
to
be.
Well, last
WWE
year they
one.
Made it to where only people that had been world champion before could.
I thought that was the SmackDown one.
No, that was for the Raw one. It was you had to have been a past champion for the Raw one.
Well, let's see. Let's go over this real quick. Who we think we could be in there? I can think of three off the top of my head. I think are going to be in that ladder match.
There's four I can come up with.
I'm thinking Kane, Bryan, and Orton. I think Bryan might be challenging for the title, so I'm not sure about him.
I expect that you're going to get Randy Orton, The Miz, Kane, CM Punk.
Yeah, Jericho.
Jericho and RVD. That's your six-man Raw Money in the Bank match.
That could be fucking nuts.
Wow.
I see Christian being in probably the SmackDown one.
I could see that. I think on the SmackDown, you're going to end up with, well, we'll talk about this another time. We got like
Yeah.
6 minutes left. Yeah, we got two topics.
Yeah, we're not going to finish this list. Like, it's a pay-per-view equals automatic win.
Well, which one do you want to get into? You want to do the mailbag, or do you want to do the candy tickets?
Well, I kind of feel bad because we didn't get into the mail sack last time.
So let's do the mail sack.
We're going to do all mail right. sack.
All right, you got the list up, or do you need me to pull it up?
I thought you had it pulled up.
I got it up.
Goddamn. Anyway, so...
do we have music for the mail sack?
Sure, I can pull something out of my ass here.
mail sack.
Wow, that's terrible. Wow, that is
so I guess the Fandango theme is going to be for going into the mailbag.
I don't know. I had something queued up. Why not?
All right, it's the official theme for the mailbag.
We don't have anything else to use the mail sack for.
Yeah, I don't. Not yet. Okay. It'll probably change next week. Anyway, how's it going over there, Adrian?
It's going. I got it up here.
Okay.
Slowly come on.
All right, so.
Okay, who we got?
Well, we got a couple of them. These are kind of old from TNA.
Okay.
And most of these answered themselves. So
we're starting to watch a little bit of TNA here. So I was impressed. I like it. I was told give it 6 months and you won't. But we may start covering some more TNA.
All right. So all right. TNA Hall of Fame, who do you think it's going to be? Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle. Next.
And who was Dixie that one Karn, from? That was Soul Patrol Brony.
Okay. We think Kurt Angle is going to be the next Hall of Famer.
And he also asked the question, Dixie Carter season a big signing. Who or whom do you think it is? I'm going to go with Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Rampage Jackson, I think. I got a hunch. I think it might be Rampage.
Maybe. All right.
Blue Wizard.
Okay.
Asks, Ace and Eight has been going on for a long time now. We don't know that. Too long in your opinion. Well, we'll take your word for it. How do you see this horrible Invasion story ending?
The main event mafia.
They will fall apart due to internal struggles, just like the NWO.
No, I think the new main event mafia is going to do it.
Okay, so we disagree on that one.
Okay.
Let's see here.
You didn't watch TNA, so it's cool.
No, I didn't.
You had to do laundry. You had to wash your hair.
All right.
Or your panties.
The Rodfather.
Okay.
If you could book a feud between the Ultimate Warrior and Ryback, what would it be your idea for it, and would it be for a championship?
I don't want it to be for a title.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it. It was, what would your idea be if it was for a championship?
Well, I'm going to go old school Ultimate Warrior here when he was doing his Intercontinental title run.
All right.
Leading up to the Hogan. So I'm going to take... It would be for the Intercontinental title when the Intercontinental title meant something. So I'm thinking instead of... Oh, God. We're going to have to mix old and new here. Intercontinental title. You got the Ultimate Warrior on his major run with it against Ryback. And I'm going to say Hell in a Cell.
All right.
I could see these two just beating the living piss out of each other inside of a cell. And I think it would be, it's going to be a sloppy match, which is why you're going to put it in a cell. Because neither one of them are overly technical. So throw them in a cell, throw some weapons in there, just let them beat the living piss out of each other.
I got an idea
there you
for
go.
This. All right, now.
Have to be TV-14.
Let's say that the Wyatt family is like your new Jake the Snake. And, like, Ryback can't find a way to beat the Ultimate Warrior because he's too powerful. So he hires the Wyatt family to take him to that deep, dark place he needs to go to beat the Ultimate Warrior. And that's what happens.
Would it be for a title?
I think it would be for the World Heavyweight Championship.
A SmackDown title in then, huh?
Yes.
All right. You got anything you want to add in that one? Yours, Bob, is useful as a poopy-flavored lollipop.
Next question.
Thanks.
No problem.
Blue Wizard has another question.
Hey, thanks. All right. Hey, thanks.
He wants to know, if we could book a feud between a superstar or a disabled from the past and one from now, who would you book and what kind of feud would it be?
Oh, God. A superstar or a stable from the past?
Versus one from current day.
I'll let you take this one.
Mine's an easy one for me to answer here.
Okay.
I would honestly, it would be for the best in the world, CM Punk versus Kurt Angle.
Okay.
Who is really the best there is?
Okay. I'm going to go a little different here. I'm going to go, because I would love to see this match, I'm going to go CM Punk versus Edge versus Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart.
Okay. Bret Hart in his prime.
Yes. Obviously, all these guys are in their prime.
All four of them are
a fatal four-way match.
Technical wrestlers
for the in this fantasy world, TNA's and WWE are working together, and they have a unified world heavyweight title. There you go. That's what that match would be for.
Wow. Okay.
The undisputed unified heavyweight title or some bullshit like that.
Okay, that beats out mine because I was only thinking on a slightly smaller scale being CM Punk versus Bret Hart in his prime. But
that would actually be a good one, too. There's my timer. Like I said, I gave it anyway, up. That's fine.
We have one other mailbag question still.
We'll hit that one still. I think it's ironic that we all put CM Punk in there, though.
I think he has the best, like, where you could book him on an old school feud and it would still work well.
Yeah.
Another one I would like to actually see, though, is I would love to do Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart.
That would be a really good one, too.
Yes.
America versus Canada.
Ooh.
Oh.
And not like DX America against Canada, like real, hey, I want a gold freaking medal.
What did you ever do for Canada, Bret Hart? You can see it. Where's Canada's gold medal?
I could see that. All right, what's our other question?
All right, this one comes from Soul Patrol Brony again.
Okay.
Question prior.
Faithful listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Question with the pay-per-view. Now that Cena has beaten Ryback, it was actually before the pay-per-view, but he said if Cena wins. So.
Okay.
Well, now that Cena has won, which up-and-comer comes after him next?
Did he give his choices?
He said excluding the usual opponents.
Okay. I've got one. Brother-in-law against brother-in-law.
Okay.
John Cena against Daniel Bryan. Because they're both banging a Bella.
Oh.
Daniel Bryan's got the big boob Bella while Cena's got the small boob Bella.
They could even build it up as a feud Bella versus Bella.
You could. I don't see anyone that's ready right now other than him.
And I totally agree.
On the undercard, at least.
Because Bryan, yeah.
If they don't,
he's got to get a title.
If they don't capitalize on his overness right now, they're fucking dumb.
Yes. I agree. After this, and this is what I would like to see, why not Dolph Ziggler?
I could see that, too.
With him dropping the World Heavyweight title to Del Rio, I mean...
Either one of them would be good.
I think that Ziggler's going to go back to trying to get the World Heavyweight title back, though.
Probably. All right. Anything else in there?
Let's see here. That appears to be it.
All right. Thanks for all your submissions, guys. We try to do this as often as we can.
We know we kind of rushed through that, but...
Yeah, what do you expect? All right, so congratulations. It was a pay-per-view night. You guys won.
Yep, we didn't even do the Can You Dig It.
That's fine, but you probably didn't have anything anyway, so...
I have one, but it doesn't really matter. I can only choose it some other time.
Yeah, it's not...
Same here.
Not a big deal. All right, I guess we should probably talk about what's on the network, huh?
Yes.
All right, you got that up, Adrian?
Plug it away.
Do what?
I said plug it away.
So, obviously, you can catch us the Hour Bomb on Monday nights at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, twrnetwork.com, or TuneIn Radio. We know we're kind of a screwy time slot. We understand that, but we want to be on before Raw. So, you know, if you can't be in the chat room, that's fine. Join us on TuneIn Radio.
Yes, join us, and we will give you an hour to an hour and a half of internet radio gold.
That's number one right. Show on Monday nights.
That is right.
But on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday.
It's pretty good, too, because the FTW boys do the FTW podcast, starting about 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can join Harrison, Rob, Lee, Joe, and Garvin as they really try to break down wrestling and they stay on topic for an hour and a half of, like, it's nothing but wrestling, and then Lee making fun of, like, the Cincinnati Reds.
I'm not really sure how they can stay on topic with all those guys, but whatever.
They do a great job of it, though, and it's they're a great podcast to listen to.
All right. You got Tuesday. What comes after? Wednesdays. What do we got on Wednesdays?
Oh, Wednesday night, Shooting from the Hip.
What time does that start?
That starts at 9 p.m., Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time.
All right.
I believe there's a guy on there named Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Okay.
And Michael Classic.
Uh-huh.
And some other guy.
What the hell's his name?
The original
That's the original Dan Phelps.
The original.
Oh, that's right. I knew I forgot something.
Not the third edition Dan Phelps.
No.
Fucking original.
Yes, the original. Anyway.
Great show from them guys as well, Shooting from the Hip. I enjoy listening to it. I believe there will be a show this week.
Yeah, they had some technical difficulties last week, and something came up. They couldn't have a show.
Yeah, so, technical difficulties.
But, you know, hey, join them again this Wednesday. Good show.
Thursday nights, you have the TNT Wrestling Power Hour with Tom and Tyler.
Back up.
Uh-oh.
What do I need to do?
Wednesdays are double-sided Wednesdays right now, still for right now.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that, so.
Well, we're not really sure what's going on yet.
But you can maybe listen to Jabber Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Central.
7 Eastern, 6 Central?
No, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
Just checking.
That's what I fucking said.
I wasn't listening.
Well, that's why you should shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
Yeah, you heard me. Anyway.
Wow.
You can enjoy Matt, Zion, Peanut, Bomber, and Rab as they talk about wrestling once a month-ish.
They try to do every other week. Try. Anyway, so now what's on Thursdays?
Now what's on Thursdays is we have the TNT Wrestling Power Hour with Tom and Tyler, where they usually talk about NXT for an hour. I say usually because sometimes it gets into video game rants and all kinds of other stuff. But
our good friends.
But our good friends, Tom and Tyler, who spent all this great time watching the great show that isn't on TV anywhere called NXT.
Yes. I don't know that I could do it.
I wouldn't mind watching it, but I don't like watching stuff on my computer all that much, so.
No. But whatever. Fridays, we're working on Fridays. We don't know exactly what's going to happen on Fridays right now yet.
Fridays is to be decided.
Yes. And then what do we got on Saturdays?
Saturdays we have Shotgun Saturday Afternoon. You can join Garvin from the FTW podcast as he hosts his show with music and discussion. Usually starts about 1 p.m. Eastern, I believe.
Something like that.
It's roughly around that time.
Yeah, good show.
And then Saturday evenings, you can join...
For the next couple weeks.
For at least two more weeks, anyway. You have Wrestling Randomness with Jason the Bar Massey and Justin Zoltar Massey.
You know why they're ending that show?
Because they can't go on without us.
Exactly. We did such a good job on that show, and they knew we were going to blow it out of the water, that they decided that after we're on the show, they can't do it anymore.
So they've given their 2 weeks' notice. Because
2 weeks' notice, yes. They're going away from the network, right?
Yes.
No.
No.
They're not leaving the network. They're not leaving the network, right, no.
Let's clear that up real quick. Jason the Bar Massey and Justin Zoltar Massey are not leaving the TWR network.
No, they will still be here in some...
They're just canceling Wrestling Randomness.
Yes.
And they're going to make it something else randomness,
yes.
I'm sure.
Let me check my calendar here, my schedule. The Saturday after, I think July 6th is the last one. Is that correct?
July 6th would be correct,
okay.
I think.
July 13th. We're going to throw this one out there.
No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
It's July 6th is their last one. July 13th, the week later, they're going to have a town hall meeting.
That would be 3 weeks away, though.
I know that.
July 6th, if they're only doing two more shows after the one we were on.
Okay, anyway, it doesn't fucking matter.
July 6th would be the town hall meeting there.
They said the 13th. July 6th is their last show.
Okay, well, then they're going to be doing it for three more weeks.
Okay, then you were wrong. Anyway, so... God damn it, you got me all confused. July 13th, they're going to have a town hall meeting. Usual time. What time they go in the air? 7 Eastern, 6 Central?
7 Eastern, 6 Central, yeah.
They invited all of you out there to jump in the chat room. You know, they're going to talk about something. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but they just want to talk.
They want everybody to be there for it.
So show up that night.
I think there might be a bonfire with some marshmallow roasting. I'm not sure.
They still owe us donuts.
They do.
I'm still waiting on my donuts, goddammit.
Donuts?
Yes.
They better be Krispy Kreme.
All right.
I don't know. They're on the East Coast.
Also on the network, there are some great articles on the website at twrnetwork.com. First off, we can start with our favorite Harvard graduate, Brian Cookie Cook.
Hey, Cook.
Who writes How the Cookie Crumbles. I think that's on Wednesdays. That's when that gets posted. I think this Wednesday he's got a great article he's going to write about the possibility of Sting versus Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I would love to see that.
I think that's what I've seen him plug on there.
He is.
Then also we have the headline with Kyle Robinson?
Yes.
Our favorite Yale graduate.
I contributed to the newest one.
This week was a roundtable about the pay-per-view. It was a good read. Definitely check it out. We got Omar Kamal from MIT. He brings you, isn't he the one that does the shooting shoots?
Yes, he basically takes a shoot interview and then recaps it and gives his opinion on it.
Absolutely, and he also does a lot of the reviews, I think, for SmackDown as well.
I think so.
We got Paul Jordan.
Paul Jordan. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. Oxford graduate, went overseas to study abroad. Really impressive. And he brings it with his article that he writes.
He does all the show recaps.
He does too. All the show recaps. Isn't his the highlight reel?
No.
Who does the highlight reel?
I think Richard Berghoff.
Richard Berghoff does the highlight reel.
Yes.
What's Paul Jordan's article?
He does all of our show recaps and takes care of our news. He's the hardest working man on the XL Network.
Okay. Well, Paul Jordan is a fantastic man, and I'm sorry I screwed that up, Paul.
Because he loves our show, so he's our number one fan.
I'll try to do better next time.
Thank you, Paul.
No, he won't.
Then also we have Zeus, who does the weekly Zeus on Fridays.
Oh, God. He just rambles on for a little bit.
And he does some great like YouTube clips, too, which are entertaining.
Yeah, you know, whenever you turn on the feed and there's not a show playing and there's music, when you hear some really shitty stuff like Whitney Houston and Wham and Paul Simon.
Wait,
and
Wham
stuff,
is not shitty.
Whitney Houston?
Yes. I want to dance with somebody. That's what was that.
On the Wrestling Network.
A couple weeks ago, before our show started.
Can we just get to these things here? Wow. I want to end this show.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't need to listen to you like go on about how bad the music is sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Zeus fucked up the feed. We have, I already did Richard Berghoff, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, the highlight reel.
Yes, highlight reel, great article.
Until he can come up with a better name.
Yes. And then, lastly, but, well, maybe not leastly, Jake Mullins from DeVry Institute.
Isn't that a technical college?
It's an online university.
Just checking.
That's Zeus is from University of Phoenix. I forgot to say
that. Oh, okay. I was going to ask, who's our University of Phoenix rep?
That would be Zeus.
All right.
Are we done with the plugs?
What does Jake Mullins do?
Wrestle with Jake.
Wrestling with Jake. He does a recap of like the old school wrestlers and stuff.
He kind of tells you why things are important, like why the screw job was a big deal. Yes, that kind of stuff.
He did some great articles about Brian Pillman, I believe.
I believe he did. So, some fun stuff. Did a two-parter with Ric Flair.
I think the Ric Flair was a three-parter. The Pillman one was a two-parter.
I don't know. Anyway, we done with the plugs?
I think that's it.
Okay. Anyway, so hey, Adrian, got a question for you.
What's that?
If someone doesn't like something we said on the show, what can they do?
Tough shit.
Hey.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb Wrestling Radio.
Even though they do. No, anyway, seriously, if you have a problem with something we said, we don't really care, but you can send us an email.
Of course we care.
You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com and complain about how we don't care about what you have to say about what we said.
Okay, what is that email again?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com.
And if you just don't like something Adrian said, his personal email address is...
Oh,
one sexy bitch... Two at what?
That's
at G. Oh shit! Sorry, wrong guy. Anyway.
Yes. Send those to Heath though. He loves that.
Anyway, like us on Facebook. Go to shit. What is that called? Oh, fuck. iTunes. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button on iTunes. Give us a review. We like reviews. And
unless they're bad, then don't.
Unless they're bad, yeah. If it's not gonna be a 5-star, fuck off. Don't do it. Anyway,
we'll take 4 stars too.
4 stars are good. But if it's less than that, fuck you, we don't want it.
Yeah, we don't less than 4.
No. Anyway, you got a raw preview for us?
Yes, I surely do. And this is actually courtesy of Adrian.
If it's less than 4 stars, leave on the land.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Oh, God. It's all right. Since WWE didn't have their 5-point preview,
this is our 5-point preview written by the Big A.
This is ours written by Big A, yes.
Okay.
So first up, Shield stays golden with retaining all the titles. Who is next?
The Usos, maybe? Or
the primetime player? I'm not sure what they're going to do with this. But we're going to probably see something. Team Hell No is broken up. Orton may still be in the picture somehow. I don't know. But for the most part, I think tomorrow night's going to be all new shit.
I think we're going to start building towards some new things in wrestling. And I'm going to start tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Number two, the perfect title reign. With being Intercontinental Champion, will it be a one-match wonder, or will it be an absolutely perfect title reign that he's going to have?
Curtis Axel? Perfect. Enough said.
As much as I don't want to see it, I guess we're going to get Curtis Axel shoved down our throats for at least another month.
Whatever.
We'll see what happens all the way up to Money in the Bank.
As long as he doesn't win it like 17 matches on one Raw, because Vince McMahon doesn't know what the fuck he's doing anymore.
Well, he's definitely at least going to... I think we're going to see this be a Miz-Curtis Axel feud.
That would make sense. I kind of see it going that way, too.
Yep. All right. Third up, Punk. He returns victorious. So, having beat Punk, or beat Jericho, I mean, is he back for good?
Yes. Thank God. We need him. If they're going to fuck around with Ziggler, we at least need the stability of CM Punk.
Agreed.
Definitely agree.
I'm not sure if they're turning him face yet or not, though. But
I don't know what they're going to do, but there was a little something at the end of the match, but the Punk shot Heyman a look, so it's making me think a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, let's definitely see what happens
I'm
tomorrow.
Thinking they might be going towards Punk versus Lesnar at SummerSlam.
I'm thinking you're right.
All next. Right. Fourth up, Cena survives hell. The ambulance does not.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thankfully, this whole fucking thing's over, and they're going to move on.
Yes.
Finally.
Cena will start feuding with somebody else, probably Daniel Bryan, maybe Randy Orton. I don't know.
It's something. I don't know.
And then fifth and last one, Dolph Ziggler. Has the show-off shown us all he's got?
I don't know what they're doing with this. Hopefully, we're going to see something tomorrow night. Maybe he's like, you know what? I'm not that worried about it. See, I'm going to for you.
I think that we're going to see him. Like, they're going to play up the concussion thing where he's not going to be able to compete for a little bit. And then eventually, Vince doctor's orders, he's going to get back in there against El Rio. And despite the odds, I think he's going to do that Triple H thing that I was thinking was going to happen with Triple H.
I got you. All right. So I think we're just about done then.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
So, my song for the night, since I won this week, you're going to like it. It's a Zack Ryder music video.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Adrian, you are a hosky.
That's a little hurtful.
I know. So, we're going to try to do this again next week. So, oh, shit, I forgot to mention something in the plugs. Oh. Hey, why don't you follow us on the Twitter at TWR Network?
Oh, yeah.
We do live twatting during Raw and SmackDown and all that.
Maybe even Impact sometimes.
Yeah, if someone wants to watch Impact, we sometimes do it. So, anyway.
That's
we're
not
done.
Us, though, that
no,
Twitter.
I don't know how to twat it or tweet it or whatever the hell it's called. I don't have a Twitter.
Twat it good.
Twat it, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to try to do this again next week. So, until then, take care of each other and yourselves. Yes, I just pulled the Jerry Springer line.
Nice.
So, anyway. But, yeah, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, saying see you later.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Stay tuned for the song. And until next week, you've been Our Bomb.
Toodles.
You ever meet a girl and think to yourself, she's the one? But as time goes on, you realize she ain't nothing but a hoesky. When I met you, girl, it was love at first sight. Your hair looked so good, your dress was so tight. At first I was nervous, so quiet and shy. Wasn't sure if your type was a bro from L.I. I thought we'd be soulmates, like Bud Light and Lime. Thought you'd be my girl till the end of time. You were my girlfriend for a couple of years, but then you left me nothing but tears. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and found yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hoesky. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've on and find yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hoesky. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, woo, woo, woo. It didn't take long for you to crawl back to me. You wanted another taste of Long Island Icy. My bros tried to warn me, but I couldn't resist, cause you were the girl that for so long I had missed. You said all the right things, but they were all lies. All I am is a name on your long list of guys. Now that you're gone for good, my future is so much brighter. But I still hate you for giving my heart a rough rider. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and find yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hoesky. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo.
You say you moved on and found yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a host.
Like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. You broke my heart twice, okay, I'll admit a bitter. Try to read your mind, but the print was too small. Bought you anything you wanted when we went to the mall. You got multiple personalities in that one soul. Hope the only gift Santa Claus brings you is cold. And even though I think about you every single day, you're not the one who got away, you are the one who walked away.
Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and find yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and find yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. You are a hostie. You are a hostie.
So you think you're so cool for breaking my heart not once but twice? Are you serious, bro? Will I get over you one day?